Blog Talk Radio.
I need you, Lord.
I need you.
Oh, Father, bring
Spirit fall fresh on me. I need you, touch me now.
funnel and declare, just breathe your name.
Just breathe the name upon me,
let your breath come
just
upon me.
Your name.
Your name,
breathe, Lord.
Sabah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Brewer Boyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God by each and every one of you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I apologize for yesterday that we had some technical difficulties yesterday, but praise God, we're here today. In Jesus' name, let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God, we bless and thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you. We worship you, O God. And we glorify your name, O God. Lord, you are awesome. There's no one like you, Jesus. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the Rose of Sharon. You are the Lily of the Valley. Oh, Lord, we praise you and we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Your word says that everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for the breath that you've given us, oh God, and we use that breath to praise you, to worship you, to adore you. Lord, you are faithful, you're kind, you are loving. We thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. We thank you for our family. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for each and every one of us that are here this morning. We thank you, Lord, for those that will listen at another time. We thank you, Lord. Father God, we bless your name. We thank you for this ministry in the name of Jesus. Lord, it is yours. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for giving us the opportunity just to come into your presence. For in your presence, there is fullness of joy. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that when the enemy came against us like a flood, you raised up a standard. Thank you, Lord, for salvation. For the blood of Jesus, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. So we thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you for salvation, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you have restored us, oh God, back into where we should be, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the transformation process, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we go through minute by minute. We go through second by second, day by day. Father, we thank you and we bless you. Oh, Lord, we honor you and we magnify your name. How great is our God. Hallelujah. How great. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is that the morning by morning new mercies we see. Father God, we just look at the universe. There's so much. You are greater than great. You are the creator, the CEO of the universe. We bless your name. From the rising of the sun, hallelujah, we bless your name. To the going down of the sun, we bless you. Hallelujah. How great is our God. How great is our God. Hallelujah. We say thank you. Father, forgive us. For sometimes we do not appreciate you like we should. Sometimes we get too caught up in ourselves. Me, myself, and I, sometimes we do that, Lord. I know sometimes I personally do that. But it's not above us. It is not above me. It is above you, oh God. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, Father God, we thank you for dreams and visions that you give us. We thank you, Lord. Oh, God, for breaking the seals of assignment in our lives. We thank you, Father God, for the purpose that we are walking in your purpose, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for the empowerment, the Holy Ghost. We cannot make it without the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the Holy Spirit who is leading and guiding us and teaching us. We thank you for the school of the Holy Ghost. Help us, oh God, to yield ourselves, to surrender ourselves totally to the ministry of the Holy Spirit. That we walk by faith and not by the Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We thank you for encouraging us, for giving us the courage. We thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we bless your name. We thank you, Lord, for food, clothing, and shelter. We thank you, Lord, that we can walk and we can talk. We thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord. We do not take what you've given us for granted. And Lord, forgive us for the times we took it for granted. Have mercy on us. But Lord, we are grateful. We are grateful to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for making us the process of coming into the fullness of Christ. Thank you, Lord, that even when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that you are with us. Your rod and your staff comfort us. We thank you, Lord, for providing for us, providing for our children, our spouses, our grandchildren. We thank you, Lord, for family and friends. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We thank you for your indescribable gift, Jesus Christ. Thank you, thank you, Lord, for Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Spirit of the Living God, thank you for your refreshing. Fall fresh on us. Holy Spirit. Spirit, we surrender our lives to you. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in this service. Have your way in the lives of our family members, our children, our grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, have your way in the lives of our spouses. Have your way in the lives of our siblings, our nieces, our nephews. Have your way, Holy Spirit, take preeminence in every area of our lives. We surrender to you, Spirit of the living God, and we bless your name. Father, this morning we come to thy throne of grace, and Lord, we ask for mercy. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Hallelujah. For his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Is thy faithfulness, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your mercies that are new every morning. Thank you, Lord, for giving us another chance, oh God, to cry out that we have the breath to cry out for mercy. Lord, forgive us of all the things that we've done that are not pleasing to you. Forgive us of sin, for sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, oh God, for even the thoughts that we said, oh God, things that are not, that do not bring glory and honor to your name. Forgive us. Have mercy, oh God, on us, oh God. That we're negative habits and negative behaviors, oh God, from in our lives, of brutal things in our lives that will not bring glory and honor to your name, oh God. In the name of Jesus, be merciful unto us, oh God. Father God, forgive us for negative words that we speak, and sometimes even against our own selves. Have mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let us speak words that bring glory and honor to your name. Father God, have mercy. Let your mercy reign in our lives in the name of Jesus. We cancel every work of the enemy, sin and unseen, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. We cancel, oh God, every evil, negative words spoken against us in the name of Jesus, as we superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives in the name of Jesus. Any negative words we spoke against ourselves, spoke against our children, spoke against our spouses, in the name of Jesus, we pray for mercy, and we cancel to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. We uproot those words in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that we will speak words that will encourage, that will bless, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for even your chastisement, oh God. We thank you, Lord, because it's not your will that we go into hell, oh God. So, Father, we thank you for the discipline. We thank you for the chastisement in the name of Jesus. We appreciate you, oh God, that you love us. Your love for us is unconditional. We thank you, Lord. And we thank you. We bless you. We pray for mercy for our children, mercy for our spouses, mercy for our grandchildren. Father, we pray for mercy for our nieces and our nephews. Mercy, oh God, Lord, have mercy. merciful, sipping mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we pray for mercy. Let your mercy reign in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father God, teach us to love as you love. Teach us to forgive as you forgive, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we do not want anything to hinder our relationship with you, so we embrace your love, oh God. Father God, as you pour your love in us, let us pour the love that you place in us to others, oh God. In the name of Jesus, remembering that we are our brothers, and in the name of Jesus, Father God, we bless you. The battle is not ours. It is the Lord. So, Father, we just thank you for winning these battles for us. And every day, oh God, we draw closer to you. Thank you, Lord. We release the blood of Jesus to wash away our sins, to cleanse us, oh God, from all unrighteousness. In the name of Jesus, we soak our spirits, souls, and bodies. In the blood of Jesus, we soak this service. In the blood of Jesus, we soak everything that concerns our lives. In the blood of Jesus, our children, our spouses, everyone under the sound of our voice, in the blood of Jesus. We soak every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system. In the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, release the blood of Jesus into our atmosphere right now in the name of Jesus. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus, the airways, the cyberspace, the networks, in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Uriya Masan Deka, yes, the Dek Uriya Masan. Oh, yes, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system, in the blood of Jesus. Father God, we come against high blood pressure this morning. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Let every high blood pressure be regulated in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus. Let our bodies, our physical bodies, come into alignment with the holy word of God in the name of Jesus. Perfect all that concerns our physical bodies in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, heal us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Heal our children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Heal our grandchildren, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Heal our spouses, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Heal us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for healing. You are a covenant keeping God, healing, oh God. Make us whole. Command every tissue, organ, system in our bodies to come into alignment with the word of God. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus take away every sickness, every disease in our bodies, in the name of Jesus. Oria masanteria koya masen. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We soak our children wherever they are, their environment, in the blood of Jesus. We pray, oh God, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Our spouses, in the blood of Jesus. Uriya masanteria koya. Grandchildren, in the blood of Jesus, this service in the blood of Jesus. Father, the blood of every food and water we drink. Father, with the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the blood. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we put the armor on our children, our spouses, our grandchildren, everyone under the sound of our voice and their family members in the name of Jesus. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, O God. In the name of Jesus, we come in our robe of righteousness. We come with garments of praise, O God. In the name of Jesus, we are a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord. You are my son, you are our glory, the lifter of our heads, O God. In the name of Jesus, be glorified in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we come against the spirit of heaviness in the name of Jesus, and we put on garments of praise, of sing praises, and thanksgiving to your name, O God. Hallelujah. We pray for those that are mourning the loss of their loved ones. Comfort them, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you, Holy Ghost, comfort those that are mourning the loss of their loved ones in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we just bless you and we praise you. Hallelujah. We said thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for divine doors of opportunities. When Jesus, when the doors are open, when you open the door, no man can shut it. Thank you, God, for divine elevation. Thank you, Lord, for acceleration in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, we cancel every unrighteous decree, unrighteous prayer, oh God, have been prayed against us. We cancel through the resurrection that is in the blood of Jesus. And we superimpose God's plans, blessings, purpose, covenant blessing for our lives. In the name of Jesus, oh, Spirit of the living God, we thank you. Hallelujah. We give you glory. Father God, I ask you to just release a special blessing upon those that are right here this morning, that right here in our midst, in, oh God, in your midst this morning. Father, you know what each and every one, you know what they stand in need of. You know what each and every one. And so, Lord, I pray that you will hear their prayers and their cries, oh God. Father God, and you will answer, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that each and every one under the sound of a voice, oh, God, see your tangible, tangible, tangible presence. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for testimony. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that we will testify when we look back over our life and see where you brought us from. If it had not been God on our side, some of us would have been 6 feet under. But it's because of your grace. Because you said when the enemy attempted to take our lives, you step right in. Oh God, we thank you. Your morning has come. It is the morning in our lives. It's the day that we waited for, oh God. And so, Father, we keep our eyes on you, Jesus. And we bless your name. We thank you for the ministry of the holy angels, that you send your holy angels to war on our behalf, to be with us, guiding us and protecting us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for your hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for everything. There is a season, everything, there's a time. Thank you, Lord, for the step time of favor in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the step time of breakthrough, oh God. Thank you that we'll not miss this chorus moment, that the enemy will not distract us, oh God, to miss this moment in our lives, oh God. Thank you for this chorus moment in our life, that, Lord, that we've been waiting for, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Your name. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Hear our prayers and let our cry come unto thee. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to those of you that just joining. Just bear with me. I feel the presence of the Lord. And I just want to speak what the Lord is saying. Hallelujah. What he's speaking to us, each and every one of us, this morning. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, your word come forth. In the name of Jesus. Let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that live inside of me. Lord, I hide behind the cross. Give every one of us revelation and understanding of what you're speaking to us in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. 2 Kings 5. Something we're familiar with, and the Holy Spirit just told me, get to 2 Kings 5. Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master, and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria, a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrian had gone up by covenant and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, would God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. And one went in and told his Lord, saying, thus said the man that is of the land of Israel. And the king of Syria said, go to, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 pieces of gold, and 10 changes of raiment. I want to stop right here in a minute, because I don't want to go too far. We don't have overlook where our deliverance, our blessings will come from. Let me repeat. We overlook where our blessings, our deliverance, will come from. We expect something. We look for the grandiose of, oh, God's going to do this in this way and that way. And we don't, you know, God moves in mysterious way. His ways are not our ways. And sometimes we wonder why, oh, I've been praying these prayers and why God has not answered. Perhaps God has answered our prayers, but we were not paying attention. Or we were looking, we were not in alignment with the Spirit of God because we were so much in the flesh. And overlooking the Spirit. That's why they said we should walk. The Bible said walk by the Spirit and not by the flesh. Because when we walk by the Spirit, we will be sensitive to the Spirit of God. And it's a strange thing that sometimes the non-Christians are more sensitive than we are. We look for these things. One at grandeur and that and all this. No, God ways are not our ways. Isaiah 11. God ways 55. Let's look at it. It's not his thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. So sometimes our healing and our breakthroughs and our deliverance come in different ways. The package don't have to be a fancy package. Sometimes you don't know it could come from the homeless in the streets that you walk by, that you might give a dollar to when they ask you for a dollar, you don't know where that person was, that God put that homeless, that person that might look smelly and right there at that moment, and you get their attention and you get that person be saying some words, uttering some words to you, and sometimes you just dismiss it and you pass by. Because you gave a dollar, you're not even sitting down to, you're not thinking about what words, you don't know what God has placed in that person's mouth to say to you, what prophetic word, because he might be smelling stinky and dirty and look like a bad lady, hallelujah, but you know, sometimes angels come in different forms, and it might even be an angel from heaven that God has sent, and they look wrecky, and God has sent a word to you. It might be different ways. We don't know, and so we don't want to miss these moments in our lives. It might be a moment, you know, you've been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting all your life for this Kairos moment. And you don't want to miss it. And then he said, but what is going on? I prayed and prayed. I don't see anything happen. Yes, Jesus came and passed you by because you're looking for something else. Sometimes he comes in the form of the man at the gas station or the lady or a different stranger. Sometimes he comes in the form of little children. There's so many ways God speaks to us. God communicates to us in different ways, but our spirit has to be sensitive. What is the Lord speaking to us? So when I go to this scripture, not take much of your time. This little maid was brought captive out of Israel. Hallelujah. Because God placed her there. So Naaman can be healed of his leprosy. He had everything going for him. The Bible says he was a great man with his master, honorable. Because by him, look, by him the Lord has given deliverance unto Syria. You know, every time you read this to me, you go into the history, Naaman was not in a covenant relationship with Almighty God. No, he was not. Take time. I don't have time this morning to read this whole scripture. He was not in a covenant relationship with God. But yet God used him to bring deliverance. God called him an honorable man. Oh, hallelujah. That's why we got to be careful. We got to be careful and stop dismissing people like that. You don't know. We all have to be careful, and we have to be able to say, Lord, what are you saying to us? For Margaret, that tell him I say something to you that may make your spirit leap. And don't dismiss it when your spirit leaps, because when God's speaking to you, there's something that leaps inside of you. And don't let Satan distract you when that stop it, when your spirit leaps, because God is saying something to that person, to you. Amen. Naaman was not in covenant with God, but yet the Lord Almighty God called him honorable. And let him win these battles. Maybe Naaman thought he was winning it from his God. You know, because when you read the story, even after he got healed, he decided to dedicate his life to God. If you take time today and read it, he decided to dedicate his life to God. Amen. In the name of Jesus. God moves in a mysterious way. What I like that he listened. This maid was placed there for the glory of God. This maid was placed there to bring a word. There is a man in Israel. She could have kept her mouth shut, but the Holy Ghost allowed her to open her mouth. Amen. In the name of Jesus. You don't know where your breakthrough is coming from. I don't know. But we have to be sensitive. Don't let this moment of breakthrough pass you by. Little, I love what it's a little man. Little maid. Because of she spoke. She was, do you realize that maid that was taking from Israel was in a covenant relationship with God. That maid was in a covenant relationship with God, and because of that, God placed her there for a minister. So Naaman would be here. What happened? Naaman's wife listened. Naaman's wife told her husband. Her husband told his boss. And Naaman went Elijah. Of course, he didn't, if you read the story, he didn't even want to go in the Jordan River. He said all that stuff because he was looking for something. He could have missed it. But thank God, one thing I noticed for Naaman and his wife, they listened to the servants. Take time to read this story. They had an ear to listen to that made and the servants, because Naaman listened to his servants that went with him. He listened. We dismiss people in our lives. And he healed completely. Perhaps we might, you could be a mighty man or mighty woman in the kingdom of God. But he was a leper. Maybe we are. We are lepers in the sense of what do we have that little tiny, even though we got everything else going for us, but there's something that's holding us back. Is it pride? Is it haughtiness? Is it unforgiveness? Is it bitterness? What is it? Is it our attitude, nasty attitude? What is it? Because God wants to make us completely whole in the mighty name of Jesus. I receive your word for myself. Holy Spirit, thank you for speaking to us. Thank you for speaking directly to me. Oh God. Lord, I pray that each and every one of us will not miss the moments, Kairos moment, oh God. One moment in time, a life-changing moment. We will not miss the set time of favor because of pride, haughtiness, whatever reason. That, Lord, you will reveal to us some things in our lives that need to be uprooted, and that our spirits will be sensitive to receive your word. Father, I thank you for each and every one this morning. Thank you, Lord. This is morning time. Morning, set time of favor. For everything, there is a season and a time. But the Lord said, there's time for his favor. Set time of favor. Set time of favor has come for every one of us. In the name of, if you hear this morning, this is just the time of favor. Hallelujah. Set time of favor has come. We don't want to miss it. Psalm 102, verse 13. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, the set time. Us, Lord, not to miss that set time. Naaman did not miss it. We will not miss it by your grace. In Jesus' name. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and blessed day. Take your time and read 2 Kings chapter 5. And your scripture is 102:13. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a marvelous day. In Jesus' name, amen.